Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Kia ora, I'm Maria. Cautionary note, I swear a lot in this podcast. Not Jamie, because she's composed, but I do. So, if the occasional F-bomb offends, then note, this is a podcast with such language.
I was so stressed.
Yes.
So stressed.
Did you, at that point, start to rethink your life actions?
Yes.
Don't do it!
Yes. Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Kia ora and welcome to The Art of Entertaining, a podcast predicated on social cues and party planning in the 70s, but applied today. I'm Jamie and I'm always hungry.
And I'm Maria and I'm just a horrible cook.
Join us on our journey to hosting the meanest.
Dinner parties are the fast track to world peace.
Baddest.
I have to light something on fire.
Uniquely New Zealand.
Personally, I think it's like a lot of planning, a lot of work for what is essentially going to turn into a pizza.
And of these 70s...
Jelly and vegetables? Oh my gosh. Chuck that in the bin.
Dinner party Aotearoa has ever seen. Like, Maria?
Yes, Jamie?
Our party is near.
It's so close.
How are you feeling?
Not ready at all. Not even close.
We just have to cook for 20 people. That's all we have to do.
We just have to cook three times. People. Do a three-course meal for people who eat meat and then, like, vegans and everyone else. It's
easy.
Nothing. It's easy.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. No, I'm not ready at all. What about you, Jamie?
Mentally, I'm ready. I'm so ready. But practically, this is going to be a challenge. But you know what? We've got some nice words from Jackie. So do we want to hear what she has to say before we kick off?
I need to remember what she said because I've forgotten already.
Give us a boost, Jackie. Let's hear her.
We are making this next weekend.
Oh, my God. Good God.
So we asked Dan from Man Can Cook to come in and help us elevate this menu. We are making prawn cocktails.
We are. We're making two entrees. Two? Three entrees.
Two entrees. We're making prawn cocktail and we're making fondue.
Yes, but Jamie, then we always have to make a vegan version of everything. So it's it's doubling up on everything.
So we're making four entrees.
We're making four entrees.
Okay, and then we're making a meatloaf.
And then a vegan meatloaf.
Beef. I still don't know how to say that dish. That beef stew.
I love
stew.
That we're this far in and you still haven't learned how to say it. Yep.
Beef stew with our veggie option.
Yep.
We're making mashed potatoes, veggies like beans, broccoli, carrots. We're making that. And then our surprise, our jelly surprises.
That's right. And Dan's going to come in and help us do all of that.
Yes. Dan's going to come in and we're going to go through one of the dishes from each course and see if we can make it first. And maybe if he can help us elevate it.
Dan, how long have you been baking, cooking for?
Baking, I started December last year.
Oh,
so it's that like December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. What are we in? July, August?
August, yeah.
Yeah, like 8 months,
oh my
nine
gosh.
Months. I was cooking before that, but I wasn't baking.
Right.
Like mainly just, you know, like meats, veggies, kind of clean, classic gym guys food.
So like this is just a hobby of yours that you do?
Yeah,
on the side?
I've always enjoyed cooking.
Okay.
And then during lockdown, I was like, oh, I've got a bit more free time. I'll just, and I knew how to create content. Like I knew how to use a camera and stuff. So I just thought I'd film a few recipes for my members at the gym. And went from there. Yeah.
But you also have a co-host.
Yeah, Fraser. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Well, he's the main reason people watch, so.
Totally.
Yeah.
Come to see the dogs, stay for the recipes
and
the cooking. I love it. It's a good idea. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to like pick up baking or just cooking as a hobby?
I actually filmed like my first cooking video back in 2014 chucked it on YouTube. I actually probably started cooking because I moved over from Samoa. I moved over to New Zealand 2009, 2010. And it was basically just me and my two brothers living in the house. None of us knew how to cook anything. And I was like, man, we gotta
learn
how to survive. So I guess it came out of survival, tired of eating cereal and, yeah. and toast and, you know, cans of tuna and mee goreng in school. So bought a Gordon Ramsay cookbook, did a few recipes off of there, watched a few YouTube videos, recipes off of there, and then, yeah, just enjoyed it.
For those at home, we have...
A selection of fruits
and walnuts. And then we've got Worcestershire sauce, tomato sauce. We've got radishes. Then we've got jelly, like a dish from each course, and see how we go today.
But I reckon it'll be pretty tasty. Like, if you combine savory and dessert, you got like sweet, salty, sour.
Yes.
Jelly, you got the softness of the jelly. You bite into it, you get some pecans and some walnuts here, so some bit of crunch into it.
And then a nice bite of radish.
Radish.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit of Tabasco chili sauce as well.
Too much optimism. It's not.
You're being very polite. Yeah, so what we thought we'd make is we'll test out our entree, which is a prawn cocktail.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, prawn cocktail. We'll test out our dish from our main course, which is a veggie jello.
Okay.
Yeah. A veggie lime jello.
This is sweet lime jelly, right? Like, it's like sugar crystals and stuff in there, and then you just put
cucumber and onion and radish.
Yeah.
Into it.
Yeah.
Have you had that combo before?
A Bloody Mary or something?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Can we do it? I'm kidding. All right. Okay. We would love to make a signature cocktail for Saturday night. What's some of your favorite cocktails?
Yeah, I love margaritas. I feel like 70s, it has to have the 70s theme. What did they drink in the 70s?
I think just gin, like beer. Straight.
Double brown.
That too, yep.
I love rum.
You like rum?
I'm
a rum drinker too. Yeah. I do.
Like rum, pineapple, rum, coke.
Yeah.
My favorite movies is Pirates of the Caribbean, and just I always just feel like a pirate drinking rum.
Okay. Yeah. So we got some walnuts, some pecans to go with our radishes, and then next we'll go the cucumber, and this is our jelly flavor. Oh. Perfect. Ooh. Yo! Should we put some walnuts on the bottom? Oh no, I see some creeping up to the top.
The garnish.
I mean, it kind of looks like a salsa.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I can't wait to see
like
this
no
set.
There's no salt or anything. Are we supposed to put
Vinegar?
Vinegar in there.
Maria's. This is a work of art.
This is a masterpiece.
This is a work of art. Look at this.
This is the sand. And then we've got kiwi bread on the side.
Does anyone want to try a prawn cocktail?
I'm good.
Yeah.
What? I'll try. I trust you guys.
It's good. It's like, I always thought prawn cocktails would be a lot fancier than this. It's just...
It's just sauce.
Just ketchup and mayo.
It's just ketchup. All right, I'm going to...
Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to pause that. I'm going to get some pineapple. How much of your fingers have been on this?
All of it.
Okay. I'll just try a little bit. All right, I think that's it.
Anything? I think you helped us make our dinner. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Professional. Your prawn cocktail. Yours does too, Jamie.
Yeah, I was like, rude. Nah, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. I'm excited to see what else comes out on your show.
Thank you.
And next one we'll have to bring in Fraser.
Yeah, thanks for having
me.
Thank you.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. So how did you find making the jellies with Dan? Like, what was your takeaways?
Read the recipe, take note what not to do and how you should set jelly, because it's pretty simple, right?
Yes, we were making two different types of jelly because we want to experiment. And on the actual packet, it had, do not include these ingredients. That's written on the packet. And what two ingredients did you have?
I included all of them.
Yeah,
all of the things that you shouldn't. It's pineapple, it's kiwi fruit, and I think there's one more,
that I don't remember, and I put them in anyway.
So, I'm so glad we had that tester because we were already on the back foot because we didn't listen. So it was great to have Dan there to share some tips.
Yes, here's what I learned about Dan.
Yeah.
Dan can cook.
Dan can cook. Man can cook. Not only did he help us with our food, he brought in a treat for us. So Dan, tell us what's in this.
So chocolate chip cookie dough. Inside there is some Biscoff cream.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. And some Dairy Milk Whittaker's chocolate.
How long did it take to make this?
Not long.
Like, he said.
I started at one.
Okay. Okay, three. Wow.
So they're like quite fresh. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's good.
Mmm. Biscoff with anything. Yeah.
Excuse me. Is that the Biscoff one? Yeah.
If I say Biscoff and you're like, that one doesn't have Biscoff in it. No, it's good. Do you just want to try some? But it's that crunch, hey, and then the smooth. And... This is one. See you later. Bye. I want some more. I want some more pie. I want some more cookie pie.
Yeah, it was pretty delicious.
So I have a question for you, Maria. After that session with Dan, helping us cook this food and do some testers, do you reckon he's going to come to the party for the real food?
I don't think he's coming for the food. I think he's going to turn up, but not for the food.
He's
for
coming
the carnage.
In for our charm? Yeah.
Sure. It, like, you know when you see an accident happen and you cannot look away?
Oh, yeah,
I think that's why he and the rest of the guests are going to turn up.
It's good enough for me. Yeah. It's good enough for me.
Our tips, Jamie. So we got a lot of tips from everyone.
Yeah.
Top tips for the day, or top tips that you're going to take into this period of cooking.
So Betrayan said that we need to use premium ingredients and just keep it simple.
Yes.
And Dan said we need to follow a recipe.
Yes, I'm probably going to try and stick to that one. Although, you know what I feel like is going to happen? When it gets to the 11th hour, I'm just going to start throwing shit in a pan and put it in the oven and make sure it's cooked. And then that's the new menu.
I love that you said when it gets to the 11th hour, you're going to do that, because I think that happened right off the bat.
From the start, the first hour.
But before we get into the cook part, we actually had to go and buy all the ingredients for our dinner.
Yeah, we had to do a big shop.
And we had one little problem. I don't know if you remember. Well, one problem that stood out.
Yeah.
We didn't have a kitchen.
Yes. We
Which minor detail.
Would be slightly contingent on hosting a dinner party, right? You'd think you'd need a kitchen to actually do this. You are right, we do.
Yeah, so we had to do a little workaround and book us an Airbnb that had a kitchen. So we actually went into a space that we had never been in before.
Yeah, so you're learning how to turn ovens on and make sure fridges are actually working, and like where are the knives and all that sort of stuff, where you are not moving around your own kitchen where you know where everything is.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what my absolute worst chore is that I absolutely loathe doing every week and I almost avoid doing?
What's that?
Grocery shopping.
Oh.
Like, I absolutely hate it.
And I wish I knew this earlier.
No, it's the worst possible task because the supermarkets are laid out the same, and it's just, you're just kind of going through the motions of shopping, and I absolutely hate it. So I love that you and I have this task that we've got to go out and do, and it's like an hour plus long shop.
Yeah, no, it was like half a day of shopping for ingredients because we had to try and find some. We didn't know what they were like.
And not just one supermarket, like multiple supermarkets, which is already, I'm out. Like, I'm tapping out.
Best day ever. No, I do remember, I didn't know that, but I do remember at the time you saying, we should have taken the money and taken everyone out to dinner. We should just go out to dinner.
Not me being negative. But it's true.
That's the energy we were going into this cook. But also, I think for me, like, at least we could find 90% of the ingredients. But there was stuff that we couldn't find.
Yeah, there was lots of things we couldn't find.
Like vegan versions of everything.
Yeah, I couldn't find, thank goodness your partner came, because I couldn't find the vegan jelly. And I you didn't know, but I took it off the menu.
I didn't know that. I didn't notice that.
And thank goodness she came and she found it like at 11 o'clock at night. And then I was like, well, it's back on the menu.
Okay. And one of the big things that we struggled with was finding, because we had to have a fondue.
Yeah.
And that's very specific cheese. And that was a real struggle because we found it at Faro. I don't remember this. And it was expensive.
Yeah, it was a big, huge block of cheese.
Yeah, it cost us almost the same as a flight to Christchurch. I remember you saying, we should have just taken this money, flew to Christchurch and had dinner with Jackie. That would have been better.
That would have been so much more better, Jamie, than cooking and finding cheese.
But anyway, we have all our ingredients now. We went to our Airbnb and we're about to cook.
Hey, Maria, it's the day of the party. How are you feeling right now?
Like a hosting goddess.
Yes. We're getting our food ready. Here's our meatloafs.
I would like to show you.
Here's our potato. We're going to make potato duchess.
The piece de resistance.
Here we go.
Jello molds.
Look jelly. At this.
Okay, the Glad app is not doing it justice, but what up, y'all?
Oh, it's a jelly pea it's a salad. Jelly minted pea jellies.
So, Maria, at this stage, we're about to do the cook for the party, and we actually have our film crew who are there helping us prep the location and prep food shopping.
Yes, because naively, you and I thought we might be able to set up the venue as well and just put on this six-course dinner for 20-plus people. So far from our reality. Absolutely did not happen.
We bit off way more than we could chew. Yeah. This was a monster task. The only thing I had was if I can get these crock pots on, then I don't have to cook. I just turn on the thing and then I can do other stuff. That was the only thing in my mind that I had planned. But I didn't realise there's quite a science to cooking.
In a crock pot?
Yeah. Like, you're supposed to burn off the alcohol. So I was just pouring in alcohol the whole way through.
Yes, I actively watched you empty a whole bottle of wine into one of those and just looked the other way.
I saw you empty a bottle of wine into yourself, so don't come at me, girl.
This is true.
Did we have a plan going into this cook? I remember Betrayan telling us we need to write everything down.
Well, apparently we had a whole episode on planning it, but
how did that go?
We didn't do any of those things.
Classic. Yeah. So what was your strategy going into this cook?
Wing it until something happens.
So let's see what you made. This is, I'm not sure what it's supposed to look like yet, but
it looks like
it's gonna be something.
It looks like I made a souffle, which was not my intention, but I will say it is vegan, so the vegans will be eating tonight.
And little things that we didn't realise, like, for one, we're making things in crock pots, and we had a broken crock pot. That had to be started with some pliers.
I love that we didn't have a kitchen. We also didn't have functioning crock pots.
Another thing that we had was my partner had flown to Auckland because she is our banker guest, and she was at the Airbnb watching us, but she's the cook in my house.
She's a great cook.
She's an incredible cook, and she sat there and watched us cook this whole time with horror.
With horror, but she was great because she just kept silent.
She was like, I've got to let them do their thing.
I'm going to watch this carnage happen. You could see she really wanted to step in.
Yeah.
And, like, save this, but was also like, no.
And luckily, I have a wee recording of a little bit of that. Should we hear it?
Question, is this curdled? Maria thinks it's fine.
It's fine, oi.
And I'm a bit nervous. Oh, well. Maria was going to put the beef in with the vegan dessert.
Apparently you can't do that. You can't cook them in the same oven, apparently.
Archie's sitting over here twitching. He's twitching.
Just trying to cut straight.
So in the end, do you think that we nailed what we set out to do with our menu? Like with our cook? Do you think?
I think we've done a version of what we wanted or had built in our minds that we would execute, And that version, I reckon we nailed.
Yeah, I think we hit about 90% of the dishes on our menu. We definitely put way too much on there. There were some that didn't make the cut.
Oh, yeah. There were things that we were like, fuck it, not enough time.
So I'm sorry to say to our guests, but you missed out on a big hot dog sausage tower that we originally were going to build. Next one.
I really wish we had found the time, like made the time to make that sausage tower, because it was
horrendous.
Horrendous. And it would have been great to see people have to eat it.
Because I remember as we were just like running out the door, I was like, Maria, what about the sausage tower? And you're like, no, it's going to be wasted.
But for you, Jamie,
yeah.
While we were cooking and prepping everything, did you have a change of heart?
Always optimistic. I'm usually like, you know, even if we do too much, it's all good. It's all good. But I'm not going to lie, the end of that cook was tough. You popped out of the kitchen for a little bit, and I actually recorded a little message at that moment of myself.
Of yourself.
Do we want to hear that?
Yes.
All right.
So we've been cooking all day, and I've come to the conclusion that this sucks. This sucks. Archie's now helping me. Maria's boosted home, but left her phone here. It's so hard. It's 10 to 6, and I don't know how we're going to get all our food. Uber Eats.
This is the first time in this whole podcast that I am not having fun. I was so stressed.
Yes.
So stressed.
Did you, at that point, start to rethink your life actions?
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Thank you. Any last minute thoughts, Jamie?
Last minute thoughts. We did it. We cooked. We did it. We are about to do this party now. We have cooked all this food. We did it. We cooked all this food. We're ready. We're ready to go. I'm feeling tired, but I'm so proud.
I'm exhausted and ready to quit. But I promise I'll turn up.
Great. Great. Now, one more question. Last question. How do we get all this food from this Airbnb to the venue?
See, this is the thing. There's always a problem every single step of the way. We have to think of something new. I don't know.
Okay? We'll figure it out. We'll wing it. We'll wing it.
Yeah.
Maria,
it's party time.
Yes.
Jamie,
I packed the food. We got all our food.
That's right.
We're going to get it to this venue, because the next episode, which is also our visual one as well as audio, you can see what we've made.
That's right. You can see it. You can actually see it, and all of the guests turn up and be there and partying with us.
It's party time.
It's party time.
All right, let's go. I'm keen. Let's go. Got the food. Off. Yeah. The Art of Entertaining is produced and presented by Jamie Poipoi and Maria Tanner.
The executive producers are Tim Watkin, Justin Gugri, and Katie Gossard.
Blair Stagpole is our producer and audio engineer.
Music by Tehima Bennett. Special thanks to Dan the Man.
Yes, Daniel Rankin from Man Can Cook.
Shout out to the absolute GOAT, author Jacqueline Steinkamp.
Listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And of course at rnz.co.nz.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.